92.5.
Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say someone approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Hey, baby.
Oh, God.
Guess what I'm wearing?
I don't want to.
The smile you just gave me.
Oh, I love it.
You do, don't you?
And crotchless undies just for you.
Oh, gosh.
Too good to be true, wasn't it?
Yeah, you should have just, yeah.
Whatever you do, resist the urge to call all the local old folks' homes in the area and ask if anyone's escaped recently. Instead, seductively stroke his walker while licking your lips.
Oh, wow.
Give him the digits to the Loser Line. So hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Deborah. It's Jake. How's it going? You remember you gave me your number, at the place that we were hanging out, and I had that vape pen. It was super dank. Anyway, I just wanted to say that I got more of that. Because I was talking to your brother, and he was trying to get know where I got that, because it was really heavy. He was all about that. So I want to tell you to tell him that, that I got that. And a lot more where it came from for that. I mean, all right. Yeah, so hit me back for sure. Deborah, right?
Next message.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. He's on his last brain cell.
He is.
Oh, this poor dude.
He could barely put one thought together. He was like, remember at that place the thing at that time? You remember with the guy.
Yeah. I mean, it's what Alexis goes for. Dank vape pens.
It's kind of appealing.
Yeah, the danker, the better.
I don't care how much you guys don't like him. He's got some good stuff. Yeah. I want to call him back.
That's a great point, yeah.
Next message.
Hi, Jay. It's Dan. And it was so good meeting you. I can't believe that we both love K-pop so much. I cannot wait to talk about all your favorite groups. You seem like a total BTS army to me. My favorite BTS song is with Halsey. Oh my. I bet you love that song too. Or maybe you're into the oldest stuff. Maybe you've been a fan for a really long time and you like songs like da 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 da. You know what my favorite song is? I'm sick and tired of this fake love. Fake love. Fake love. I'm so sorry.
Next message.
Energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
did she
know
get
that,
the Loser Line?
Well, you know that message went on for 30 minutes after that. We had to cut it off after 40 seconds.
Yeah, Brooke, you did that the whole day.
Yeah.
What are you surprised for?
It's fun, Alexis.
You do this, don't you?
Okay.
Yeah, Brooke's out here singing Dynamite.
Yeah. Remember, you can get the special Loser Line number if you text the word loser, LOSER, to 78592. Give it out to somebody who's creeping you out somewhere, and they can call us and leave us a weird voicemail like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Victoria, this is Todd from the bank. Just calling to follow up. Like I was telling you, I need 10 people a month to sign up for the credit card so I can get my bonus. I really, really need that. So I looked this morning, didn't see your application was submitted yet. But here's the interesting thing. When you went to the bathroom, your friend told me your last name, so I was able to find you on Facebook. Oh. Hope that's okay. I'm kind of a go-getter. And I was scrolling through your Facebook feed, saw you had a birthday a couple years ago. Hey. And it said you were 25, so I did the math, think we got the right number, and I put it on the application. We can always change it after the application's been submitted. It's okay. It's just important that I get this in today so I can get my bonus. But thanks again, and this is Todd from the bank.
Next message.
Oh,
I couldn't sit next to that person.
Oh my god.
But I mean, it just goes to show bank tellers really are, I think, some of the friendliest people on earth.
They
will go the extra mile for you even when you beg them not to.
Yeah. I mean, they'll stalk you and sign you up for a credit card because just so they can hit their bonus.
It's because he cares.
Yeah,
about his bonus.
Yeah. Next message.
I'm not sure if you remember me. It's Maya. I don't know. I felt like we had this really great, really deep conversation. We talked about how much I love poetry and, you know, I studied it all throughout college. I actually came across this poem that made me think of you, and I'd like to read it to you. Would you go for a sail on the back of a whale? Would you sail through the ocean so blue? There's a lot you could see if the whale would agree, and more fun than a trip to the zoo. Okay, so I know that's a lot, but let me break it down for you. Basically, you're like the scared whale, very much like in that poem. And I just want to tell you that you don't have to be scared. Yes, the ocean is deep and it is unknown, but it's welcoming. And I welcome you, my whale. And I won't put you in a zoo.
Next message.
Wow! Bravo!
I mean, it is possible to overanalyze anything, I think.
I'm just going to go say, safe to say, in dating, comparisons to whales, never a good thing.
Not fair point.
Never going to go well. Yeah. Ever.
And I can see her as the type of person, though, that's like, I just want to tell you what this means. I don't like green eggs and ham.
Yeah.
I did like the rhyming, though, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you know
what? It was kind of fun.
We should find out who wrote that poem.
Okay, yeah.
Let's go support them. We listen to Loser Line regularly at this time every week. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.